And we are joined. It is time for our weekly Jerry DePoto show, and we're joined now by the Mariners general manager. Jerry, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Oh, sorry, guys. We have a bit of a late start today.
Oh, no worries. You've also got a lot of busy things. Tell me about the decision, the roster moves that you guys made today, bringing up Tom Wilhelmsen and then Mike Zunino. What were your options, and what were the decisions you made?
Well, you know, first with Mike, obviously Steve Clevenger going down with a broken bone in his hand. Clev is probably going to miss the next 2 months. Mike has put himself in a nice position. He's done the things that we've asked him to do in the first half here in Tacoma, and he's made slight improvements, and in some areas more than slight improvements, and we'll see how it translates in the big leagues. But from a timing perspective, it also didn't help our, you know, Jesus Sucre is still on a rehab and not quite ready to come back and play, and Rob Brantley, our other option in AAA, had just left to be with his wife for the birth of a child. So it's commensurate with our month of June. It's been an interesting month, and Mike found himself in a position. Our hope was to let him reset and spend most or all of the year in Tacoma, and unfortunately circumstance is going to require we do something else, and hopefully he takes the opportunity and runs with it. And in terms of Tom Wilhelmsen, you know, Tom, we picked up after he was let go by the Rangers, and it hadn't been a great year for Tom, but he threw a pretty good inning for us over in Detroit. We sent him back out to Tacoma with the idea that we were going to allow him a week or 10 days to get himself in a flow. We rediscover his stuff and the same confidence that he has had when he's going real well, and always has here in Seattle. And, you know, lo and behold, we sent him in. He had a more than a productive stay in Tacoma, brief as it was. And he threw the night before last, it was up to 99 miles an hour, through a 16-pitch, two-inning outing with 12 strikes, and made it look pretty easy. And when we questioned him afterward, and even spoke with him yesterday, asking him how he felt, and it feels good about where his body is, where his mind is, and obviously the physical stuff is still there. So with the ability to get him back on the roster early because of Clevenger's injury, we decided we would go with Wilhelmsen and Zunino to replace Clev and send Don Roach back to AAA, where he'll re-enter the rotation.
Well, Jerry, is there a chance when Brantley comes back after his wife gives birth to their child that he'll be the replacement or the backup catcher? And because there's some thought, I imagine, that you want Zunino to play more than just once or twice a week.
That's a possibility, not a certainty. You know, it does also help that Rob swings the bat left-handed, which is part of the reason why he appealed to us. And, you know, and I wouldn't forsake the idea that Jesus Sucre and, you know, the defensive skill set could be an option for us. But a lot of that's just going to be predicated on how much Mike plays and how well he plays. We don't want him to sit here and watch. We do want him to play more regularly, and that was part of the plan. And if over the next, you know, 7 or 10 days as we get through this period, it appears that Mike is not playing as regularly as we would like, then we'll find a way to get him back to Tacoma. But that can only happen if the other guys are ready to go.
What strides have you seen him make with the bat?
He's really done a much better job of controlling the strike zone. You know, it is definitely a different level of play, and we'll see how it translates here. But he's drastically cut his strikeout rate. His walk rate has improved quite a bit, and he's back to doing the good things that Mike did through his former player development and even what he was doing at the University of Florida. And, you know, he's always had the ability to hit the ball over the fence. That's never gone away, but you can only hit it over the fence if you hit it. And he's in much better hitter's counts. He's doing a much better job of making contact. And, you know, as a result, the performance has been there, and he's always been able to catch and throw. So we're very confident in his ability to come here to help manage a staff, to catch, to throw, and to be a good teammate. But we need him to do something in contributing with the bat. And that is more of a big picture thing. So, you know, here in the short term, again, his playing time will predicate how long he stays on the roster. And our hope is that the lessons have been learned and it is a permanent thing and he can take it and run with it. Otherwise, we'll look at it when we cross that bridge.
Yeah, and you mentioned him managing the staff, Jerry, but that's something that he was known for up here. And we always end up talking about Mike Zunino's hitting, but what's your evaluation of how he is defensively?
Oh, he's terrific. In his time in the big leagues, always one of the more well-regarded pitch framers in the league. I would consider Mike as having an above-average throwing arm, pretty good release time, and generally has a good way. He works with pitchers well. I think the staff likes him. And the good thing for us is I think he established a pretty good working relationship and even friendship with Chris Iannetta. So I think that could be a benefit to him as well. The two, I'm sure, will work well together. And Mike coming up here and swinging the bat, we're not looking for him to be the next iteration of Mike Piazza. We would like to see him be, a contributor offensively and do the things that he has done very well behind the plate. But being a contributor offensively is important to his long term. And like I said, I hope we see enough of an improvement. We sure have in AAA. Now we'll see if he can help, or translate that to the major league level.
We've got Mariners general manager Jerry DePoto. He's joining us here on the Venue Kings Hotline. And Jerry, such a tough month of June with the injuries you've dealt with in the pitching staff, with some of the instability in the bullpen. How do you get things settled down there, and how do you see where things stand going forward?
Well, I mean, you touched on it, and unfortunately, all the dirt roads will come back to the number of innings that we get from the starting pitchers. In April and May, when our starting pitchers were averaging six innings and then six innings plus an outing, we were one of the best bullpens in the league, and the guys were knocking it out of the park every night. And in June, when our starting pitchers are averaging roughly five innings per start, so we've given back, we're asking our bullpen to get an extra four outs a night, and it's on average. And I think we have had it's been an absurd number of five inning or fewer outings this month in June, and then that is going to be exacerbated by the fact that we've accrued 175 DL days among our pitchers just in the month of June. I think we used five starters through April and May, and just in the month of June we've used eight. It's been a challenging month for us. We have not played well, but our offense has continued to do good things. We've generally maintained a high rate of scoring runs. We've put a lot of pressure on the offense to bail us out because we've not pitched well. And unfortunately, the lack of innings that we've received from the starting rotation has really put the bullpen in a position where, first we were leaking oil and then we just started hemorrhaging. And it's time for us to get it on track. Most recently, we lost Nick Vincent, which I think was a product of overwork. And, through no fault of his own, he was thrown out there a lot in a month and asked to do things that were probably not in his skill set. Not fair to him, but, now it's on us to figure out how to get how to bail this group out. And, with Nate Karns going down to the pen, with Tom Wilhelmsen coming back today, with Edwin Diaz, who I think has been, a real pleasant development for us, and what I think has been a positive season from Cishek and Nuno and Montgomery. We still have a lot of guys down there that have had real solid seasons. We just need to allow them to reset, and it's been a real tough thing for us.
Jerry, where are you health-wise tonight with Taijuan Walker, tendonitis in his right foot? Heard he had a cortisone shot. Are you feeling more optimistic, like we're going to see Walker every 5 days now?
I hope that's the case. And if I were, if I had a crystal ball, I would certainly love to tell you that he'll make the next 15 starts without issue. But I can't tell you that. Taijuan's going to let us know. We didn't really know it was an issue until we were down in Tampa and he pulled himself from a start, complaining of the pain in his foot, and then told us it was fine and there was no issue with the pain, and went out in Boston and it crept up on him again late in that out. So fingers crossed, he has received treatment. Taijuan does work hard, and I know he's physically tough. So getting out there, we don't want him to do anything that's going to put him in a position to risk the next 15 starts or the next 15 years. So just asking for him to be honest with us about what he's feeling right now. He says he doesn't feel anything, and therefore we're going to go into it optimistically, and I hope this is the first of what is a great 15-start run.
Jerry, we haven't talked to you since Nori Aoki went down to Tacoma. What's your plan, or what do you anticipate out of Aoki down in with the Rainiers?
Just to get every day at bats, hopefully to get himself back in a good place. But, most specifically, and if you look at what we did with the roster, Norrie happened to have been the only of our position players who had an option left that we could send out. You know, we needed Steve Clevenger. We needed a backup catcher. We needed Sean O'Malley because we needed a backup shortstop. And Norrie Aoki was the only of the other players who had an option to be sent to AAA. So when we decided coming out of Detroit after Adrian Sampson walked off the mound and we had yet another bullpen day, we had to give these guys a little bit of a reprieve. We went with the extra pitcher. We went to an eight-man bullpen, and that cost Norrie his roster spot. And, you know, Norrie had not played well, particularly against left-hand pitching. And, you know, when we sent him off to Tacoma, we told him that, that this was likely a short-term thing while we worked through allowing our pitching staff to reset. But, you know, this was also an opportunity for him to go down and focus, especially versus left-hand hitters, and get back to doing the things that he's always done so consistently throughout his career. And I'll give Norrie a ton of credit. He was incredibly professional about it. He's a guy who's had a really steady major league career and has had was an international superstar in Japan, and just has not had a very productive first half or one that looks like Norrie Aoki. And we just want him to get back to being who he is. We don't expect him to turn into Babe Ruth. We just want him to be something in the neighborhood of Norrie Aoki.
Yeah, and you mentioned his approach and how his attitude and how he handled it. Also, notice that about Nate Karns. That was pretty impressive, the way he prepared himself, the way he came in last night. And then also just his comments about, look, I'm not going to whine about it. The team needs me. Pretty cool approach by Nathan Karns.
Yeah, I've said this before. Nate, on a given day, Nate has as good as stuff. The combination of pitches he has is as good as anybody we have. And, we have a couple of guys who throw harder. He's got a tremendous combination of fastball velocity, fastball carry, and breaking ball quality. From the middle of April until the end of May, you could argue that he was our best or most consistent starter. But you were never going to get the 7, 8, 9 inning outings from Nate. We understood that. We've talked about it before. Nate was more the 6 inning model and a high strikeout pitcher who was going to burn into a pitch count as a result. But here in the month of June, he really did not pitch as well and did struggle with the strike zone. The walk rate went through the ceiling, and we were having a tough time getting him through that fifth inning. And his physical stuff had a chance to really impact our bullpen. And with as well as James Paxton has thrown, and with as good a job in one outing as Wade LeBlanc gave us on Friday against the Cardinals, and with Felix Hernandez on the horizon, we thought the best thing for us and the best thing for the team was to allow, at least between now and the All-Star break, for Nate to go down, see how he transitioned into a bullpen, and see how the stuff played coming out of the pen. His mentality, his approach, his style, his stuff really profiles in a bullpen. And our wonder was, if we sit him out there in the bullpen as if mid-90s with a strikeout breaking ball, and we take the thought process out where he can just go physically outstuff hitters. And you know, if last night was an indication of what he can do in a bullpen, then you can sign me up. That looked like a dominant reliever coming out of a bullpen. And if he takes it and runs with it, in addition to Edwin Diaz and on the other side of the break, I guess revitalized Nick Vincent and Steve Cishek and Nuno and Monty and Benoit. It's a good group. There's a lot of guys down there. Will Hobson. With physical stuff, and it gives us options. And I'm happy Nate had a good first day at the office.
Jerry, you've talked to us before about a developing cult hero, Daeho Lee, and he's primarily used against left-handers earlier in the season, but now we're seeing him as an everyday player. I suppose that's a product of having one less position player. But do you foresee maybe this something that will continue the rest of the year?
It's tough to say. You know, a lot of that, as you said, is because we're playing with one less position player, which means you will see more of Nelson Cruz in right field. You will see more of Daeho Lee against right-hand pitching. But you know, he owned the opportunity. He couldn't have been better for the first 3 months of this season, and so far exceeded our expectations of what he was going to do, both offensively and defensively. And we want him in the ball game, and we're giving him the opportunity to go play. I'll say this, that over the last, you know, month and a half, we've seen a resurgence from Adam Litt. And between the two of them now, we do feel like at first base, or that combination of first base and DH, depending on how the platoon matches up, it gives you a real power threat and a legitimate run producer in the lineup, hitting somewhere in that 5-7 hole where these guys fill the void. So it's fun to have Dejo out there. He really adds a unique element and energy to the team. And if he continues to perform the way he is, then he's going to continue to get opportunity.
He is Jerry DePoto, the Mariners GM. Jerry, you had so much happening today, and with moving up Tom Wilhelmsen, Mike Zunino getting a little bit later start, we just want to thank you for taking the time to join us. We really appreciate you taking the time to do that.
Not a problem, guys. Always glad to join.
All right, that is Jerry DePoto.